If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas, week 10 in the National Football League. 10, she's a 10, she's a 10. Week 10 already, absolutely crazy. If you like making your games a little more interesting, why don't I just repeat what that guy just said? Come on, Ross, come up with a little bit of originality. How about some new vocab? Look, you like putting money on the games? We'll tell you what we think. How about that? That's my sales pitch. He is Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football betting. The only two-time winner. Look it up. It's true. You can follow him on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. He's the math guru, the insurance actuary, the guy that's a professional handicapper. I'm just a former NFL player, moonlighting as a handicapper here on the Even Money Podcast. And my Twitter handle is at Ross Tucker NFL. We love when you guys spread the word via social media by just giving us those retweets. Or if you follow me on Facebook or your friend, or whatever they call it, facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. Give me the old thumbs up. Nice work, Ross. I like the bets. Speaking of the bets, we like to give you guys value. Not only the bets that we hopefully win for you, but actual money, like the $15 we got for you over at betdsi.com. Look, it's really quick, easy to use. You can do it on your phone. Just go to betdsi.com, use the code Tucker15, and you're golden. Again, betdsi.com, use the code Tucker15, and you are good to go to get a free $15 to bet on whatever it is that you want to bet it on. All right, Steve, let's start by taking a look at last week's results. Although something needs to be said, Steve. You didn't notice this. I didn't notice this. Thankfully, we have other listeners in addition to the wonderful Birdman, Todd Bergman, at El Birdman on Twitter, who track our bets, specifically your bets. We said you were +6 last week. Steve, you're actually +10. There was a couple of administrative mistakes, which is going to happen time to time when you're trying to track all of us listening to a podcast live. So how about it? You were +10 two weeks ago.
Let me address the record keeping also, Ross, because I diligently check how I do with what I send out to my clients. But what I send out to my clients doesn't exactly match what I give out on the Ross Tucker podcast, because obviously we're just releasing on Thursday. So there's a high correlation, but it's not perfect. And I might throw in a couple extra plays or omit some plays. So that's why I don't diligently check how I do on this podcast, because I trust you guys. And ultimately, let's just produce more winners than losers and help make people money.
Exactly. But for our purposes, what matters is that you were +10 2 weeks ago, which is pretty darn awesome. Last week, not as good for either one of us, Steve. You were down 2 units. I was down 1 unit, which puts us, you are still +13 for the season so far. I am just +4. Maybe most disconcerting, Steve, for the first time that I can remember in a long time, we were 1-3 on our best bets. Atlanta, we started off great. Atlanta and the over in the Thursday nighter, we were golden. But then after that, Cleveland let us down, Pittsburgh let us down, and the Denver Broncos let us down. So the first time that we were in the red on best bets in quite some time, which to me just means we're going to bounce back in a major, major way this week. Let's do it, Bri.
All right, guys. Ross, let's start it off. Tonight, Cleveland is at Baltimore. The Ravens, 9-point favorites with a total of 45.
Yeah, Steve, a couple days ago, this number was 10.5, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
So a bunch of people just were banging it on the Browns, I'm assuming?
You know, it's down to 8 right now. It is just free-falling down. And what's happening here, Ross, there's a trend that if you bet winless teams in the NFL after week 6, they're desperate for a win, they've covered 60% of the time, a lifetime in the NFL.
Interesting. Well, I think that the Browns will give it a pretty good go tonight, but, man, I like 10.5 a lot more. What I'm looking at is 9, so I'm going to grade us on 9 if we can, and I'm still going to pass this game, but I would certainly lean Cleveland. I guess they just – they disappointed me last week. I don't know, though. The only nationally televised game, Hugh Jackson. What the heck? I'm putting one unit on the Browns getting 9.
Yeah, and there's still 9s available out there. I'll give a lean to your listeners because, hey, it's Thursday night. We want to go ahead and bet the game. I do want to add, after a losing week or a winning week, I believe in the memoryless property, which means going forward it's no more or less likely I'm going to win or lose. So if I have a losing week, certainly don't double up on anything I ever play because it's not really going to affect anything. I'm going to play a two-team teaser at the shops at F8. Don't grade me on this. It's just a lean. I'm going to tease Baltimore from 8 down to 2. I'm going to tease Sunday Night Football in New England from 7.5 down to minus 1.5. So that's just a strong lean. If your listeners like Baltimore, that's probably the best way to bet Baltimore.
By the way, Steve, I wanted to tell you, all of your leans last week were correct. You leaned Detroit, but passed. They won. Your numbers said Miami and the over in the Miami Jets game. You were right. And you leaned the over for Chargers Titans, and you were right. So you leaned 3 times and were right, but leans don't count?
All right, let's put a unit on the teaser. Count it as a unit.
Nice.
So are we calling this a best bet?
No, it's not the same thing.
All right. All right, Steve, let's start with the Sunday games. Houston at Jacksonville. The Texans, 1.5-point favorites, are total 42.5.
So my numbers lean a little bit to Jacksonville, but you know what? They are so bad to start games. I don't know what it is about Blake Bortles. We saw that against Tennessee where it's like they can't even start playing until the end of the second quarter. So I'm going to have no action in this game. However, personally, if Jacksonville is down big at halftime, they're still playing hard for 60 minutes. I'll probably bet Jacksonville in the second half, but no action on this one.
Yeah, the Jags are a great second-half team. I'm going to pass this one. I think the Texans will probably win a close game. They're only laying 1.5, but I don't know. For the 5th consecutive week, this is Jacksonville's last stand. So we're going to get their best effort.
All right, Ross. Let's see. Where are we? Kansas City at Carolina. Panthers, 3 points. 3-point favorites, a total 44.5.
Yeah, I like the Chiefs in this one. I know that Carolina's gotten their defense going a little bit, but the Chiefs are 16-2 in the last 18 games for a reason. They're good. They find a way to win. Give me not one but 2 units on the Chiefs at home or on the road, but getting 3 points.
No doubt the Chiefs are good. That's amazing. They're 16-2 straight up. It doesn't seem possible under the radar, but it is. They should have been arguably 15-3, though, because Jacksonville completely outplayed them last week in Kansas City. However, Carolina post by under Rivera, 18-1 straight up. So we got two bet-on teams here in terms of trends. I'm going to pass this game. I made a 3.
All right, Steve, Denver at New Orleans. The Saints, 2.5-point favorites at home with a total of 49.
All right, we're going to go 1 unit. I was going to lean, but yeah, let's put 1 unit on New Orleans. I hate playing a bad defense normally when I'm laying points because the back door is open. But I got to tell you, the Denver team looks broken without C.J. Anderson. Backup Booker, fumble problems. They don't trust him. So Denver has no one to run the ball, which is a huge problem because Simeon is a great game manager when the defense is selling out against the run, like he did against the Bengals, throwing touchdown passes. Without that rushing attack, Denver's relying way too much on that great defense that with Tlaib hurt and a little banged up and some regression isn't as good, and no one stops the Saints in the dome. That's why the total is 49. I can't see Denver getting 24 points. New Orleans, 1 unit.
Interesting. Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of agreeing with you. Denver's struggling right now. the Tlaib thing is significant. Plus, I think New Orleans is going to be able to run the ball on the Broncos. I very rarely like to lay points at all, but I'm going to lay 2.5 with the Saints at home in the Dome as well. That's the best bet.
The best bet.
All right, Ross, the Rams at the New York Jets. Jets minus 1.5, total 39.5. Once again, are we seeing a trend here with the Rams always being the lowest total?
Yes. You know why? Because their offense is not good and their defense is pretty good. This is going to be a low-scoring game. I think that the Jets probably will win the game. If anything, I would lay the 1.5, but I'm going to pass this game. I'm a lean to the Jets.
Yeah, I could see the lean to the Jets. I'm not going to have any action on it. You know, I have to tell you about the Rams, though. How bad a pick was Goff that he can't even get out on the field as badly as Keenum is playing? The total's low for a reason. Should be a low-scoring game. Jets probably find a way to win, but I'm going to pass.
Steve, Atlanta's at Philadelphia. The line is pick'em, and the total is 50.
So Atlanta is the best team statistically in the NFL. They, from a yards per play, they gain 6.8. They give up 5.6. So they're plus 1.2. That's way better than any other team in the NFL. All the other good teams are like plus 0.6. With that good of a statistical dominance over their opponents, it's hard for me not to play Atlanta, especially when playing with an average team like Philadelphia. So I always hate laying points on the road, but the Lions pick them. I'll take Atlanta 1 unit.
I'm with you on that, Steve. I just think Atlanta's the better team. What makes the Eagles go is their D-line, but Atlanta's offensive line is pretty darn good. The Eagles' secondary, specifically their quote-unquote number one corner, Leotis McKelvin, got torched last week. I think Julio Jones eats him up. And as much as I love Carson Wentz, he's been up and down the last few games. It hasn't been real pretty. I like Atlanta to win the game outright for 2 units and another best bet.
The best bet.
Ross, what about Minnesota at Washington? Redskins 3-point favorites with a total of 41.5.
Yeah, I'm going to be there on Sunday. Very much looking forward to it. We'll see what the Redskins bring to the table, literally, from a press box food standpoint. I'll be talking about that on Monday's edition of the RTFP, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Man, I look at this. I think it's going to be a close game. Relatively low scoring, but I still think the Redskins pull it out. To me, that line, Redskins -3, is right on it. I don't really even have a lean either way. I think the Redskins win the game by 3 points.
I agree. I do agree with your assessment as far as low scoring. The Vikings, best defense in the NFL, arguably, apologies to the Rams, worst offense in the NFL as well. And that means whenever I see a total 41.5, 42.5 in this range for a Viking game, and it happened last week against Detroit, never came close to getting to 42. I look under 1 unit on the under.
Steve, Green Bay Packers at the Tennessee Titans, Aaron Rodgers and company, 2.5-point favorites, the total 49.5.
So the Packers should bounce back here. I know that they're hovering around 500, some problems with Rodgers, calling out his teammates. Seems like in the past, that's always when Green Bay wins 3 or 4 in a row, gets back into the playoffs. But I got to tell you, I'm worried. I'm worried about the Packers, their chemistry. Rodgers and his interaction with his teammates are starting to look like Jay Cutler and the Bears used to look. I can't do it. I'm going to pass.
Sharing a brain with you, Steve, I think if I just looked at it from a football standpoint, I'd probably take the Titans getting the 2.5 points. But it seems like we've seen this movie before with the Packers, and my guess is they'll bounce back and they'll win the game. But I don't think they'll win it by much. I think it's probably a field goal game at the end. So unfortunately, this is another game that I'm going to pass on, but I'm never going to pass on the opportunity to tell you guys about DraftKings.com. You can start a new season every week at DraftKings.com now.
Look, you can renew old rivalries with friends and play them every week if you want. You can watch the action live. There's all kinds of contests, like 50-50 contests, where I feel like if you're listening to this podcast, then you're a diehard. You're ahead of the game. You should be able to be in the top half of all entries and win cash. So don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code FUMBLE and play free with your first deposit. That's code FUMBLE to play free for your share of over $100,000 in total prizes this weekend only at DraftKings.com. Eligible restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Ross, the Chicago Bears pick 'em at the Tampa Bay Bucks, total 45.5.
I got nothing on this game. I mean, I think this is maybe my third straight pass, which is rare. If anything on this game, I'd probably lean towards the under. I think the Bears' defense has been playing a little bit better, but the Bucks' defense has not. So maybe I'd lean Chicago and lean under, but I just don't feel like I know enough about either one of these teams to place a wager on it.
Yeah, I know I don't want Tampa Bay with no home field advantage at home as badly as they're playing. The Chicago Bears, interestingly enough, have the second best statistics in the NFL from a yards per play perspective. That, I couldn't believe it. I had to go back and check it. Having said that, sure seems like at the end of the year, the Bears are going to be back to being 6-10 and the Bucks are going to be 4-12 and there's better games to invest in. We'll pass this one.
All right, on to the late games on Sunday. Steve, the Miami Dolphins at the San Diego Chargers. San Diego, -4, total 48.5.
So I've got two over teams here. Miami fixed their O-line problems. We all remember the debacle in Cincinnati where they couldn't move the ball at all and fired two of their backup offensive linemen. Ross was probably thinking about back in his career and how nervous he'd get after like a really bad game, a rare really bad game like that. But Miami's O-line is clicking now, and San Diego is certainly a dead nuts over team with a great offense and some questionable defense going over for two units.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I think based on last week, I can see that. It is interesting, though, because both these teams have been running the ball so well. Typically, that keeps the clock moving. And then as a result, you know, you don't go over. I'd probably lean Miami here getting the 4 points, but Chargers have a pretty good team. I'm gonna pass this game, but lean Miami getting the 4.
Ross, San Francisco 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona -13.5, 48.5 the total.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly would lean Arizona, which is crazy. I'm not giving 13.5 points. I'm not laying 13.5 points in an NFL game. I just don't believe in that. That's too many. But I would lean Arizona because I think that they're probably going to end up smashing the 49ers because the 49ers are awful.
And not only are they awful, but Arizona is a good team that's 3-4-1 and desperately needs to win. I will lean with Arizona as well. You know, the -13, 13.5 spread range, Ross, that's a neighborhood I don't like to drive in. I definitely don't want to park and get out and bet in. I pass.
Steve, Dallas at Pittsburgh. Steelers, 2.5-point favorites. Our total is 50.
Yeah, so Dallas is 7-0 straight up and against the spread after that opening loss to the Giants. Very much a public team. I've got both these teams rated as the second-best team in the NFL, 4 points better than average. Pittsburgh's off of that awful game against Baltimore when Big Ben and the entire team, frankly, was rusty off their bye week. However, I think Dallas will go 12-4 this year, maybe 13-3. They're going to lose three or four more games, and probably three more games. And which ones are going to lose? Well, they're going to lose this one because Pittsburgh really needs the game, and Dallas doesn't. And I'm a huge believer in fading a public team that's been playing arguably very well because it's the NFL. It's impossible to just keep playing at that high level each and every week. Pittsburgh Steelers, two units.
Yeah, you know, man, I've gone back and forth on this one. This is going to be an awesome game. You know, part of me is with you, Steve, on, boy, the Steelers are not going to play that poorly again. They're playing at home. They play so well. But the Cowboys have played so good. This one's tough for me. I'm gonna put one unit on the Steelers for all the reasons that you mentioned, but I don't feel great about it just watching how these teams have played lately. One unit on the Steelers for a best bet.
The best bet.
Sunday night is football night. Seattle is at New England. Patriots 7.5-point favorites. Total 48.5.
Sunday night, as you said, Bri, is football night. How about a team like Seattle getting 7.5 points? That says a lot about something. Obviously, a short week for them. But I'm gonna put a unit on the Seahawks. I just think that they've got a good team. And to give me over a touchdown, I know how good the Patriots are. I don't care. I'm taking that. I'm taking over a touchdown for the Seahawks to keep it close. I'll put one unit on the Seahawks.
Could it go the other way? Two units on New England. I've got New England rated plus 11, 11 points better than an average team. I only have Seattle 3 points better. So I make this line 8 on a neutral site. And Gillette Stadium is most certainly not neutral. Patriots off a bye. They've always been good off of a bye. I think 11-2 under Belichick. But the real key, I think, Ross, to this handicap is I'm getting into the Seattle head here. Seattle played that 6-6 tie at Arizona. Defense on the field, over 80 plays. Then they fly across the country to go to New Orleans, and defense wears down at the very end. They lose that game. Then they have a Monday night football game against Buffalo, and the defense is on the field for another 80 plays. NFL average is in the low 60s. So we got a defense that's completely gassed, a great defense, mind you, and they were leaking oil against Buffalo. You could see that they were completely tired, and now they've got a short week playing New England who's going to go hurry up to exploit that. I think it gets ugly. New England, two units.
All right, Steve, let's wrap it up. Monday Night Football, the Bengals at the Giants, New York, 2.5-point favorites, are total 47.
Really like the Bengals here. Bengals struggled early in the year. Hugh Jackson, their coordinator, goes up to Cleveland. They lose him. They lose Sanu and Jones, two guys that are playing very well for other teams, and Eifert gets hurt. So all they got is A.J. Green. Well, Eifert finally came back, barely played against Cleveland, played very well in London against Washington. That's going to solve all their red zone problems. Bengals can't punch the ball into the end zone. Giants can't run the ball a lick. Now that Cruz is hurt, they can double-team Beckham. They still have a good passing game, but they can't run at all. Bengals are the better team right now. I'll take the Bengals, two stars.
Totally agree with you. I know that the Giants have won 3 in a row and they're 5-3. I'm still not buying or believing in the Giants. Bengals coming off of a bye, I think that they will be improved. I think they win the game outright. I love getting 2.5 points in this one. Best bet, two units on the Bengals as well.
The best bet.
Speaking of best bets, you can make some of your best bets over at MyBookie. How about this? Pretty cool. If you join now, MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. So again, just use the promo code EVENMONEY to activate that offer at MyBookie. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today, MyBookie. Use the code EVENMONEY so that they match your deposit with a 50% bonus. So, Steve, hopefully we can both get back on the winning track this week. That would be nice. We've got several best bets again. Other than that, can't tell you guys how much it means when you do anything to help the growth of the podcast, downloading on multiple devices, iTunes, rankings, comments, of course, spreading the word via social media, or hitting up any of our sponsors, DraftKings, MyBookie, BetDSI. It all helps very, very much. Other than that, I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.
So now that you're going to win some money, would you rather put it in the bank and earn less than 1% or actually be the bank's landlord and get paid over 7%? Look, money in the bank's safe. Commercial real estate has risks and isn't guaranteed. Rich Uncle's REIT is a real estate investment trust, though, that you should really check out. Their website is richuncles.com. Check out the Rich Uncles REIT, a Reg A Tier 2 offering for yourself. Again, that's at richuncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLE. Let them know you heard about them in a podcast.
Rich Uncles REIT is seeking indications of interest concerning its Reg A Tier 2 securities offering. Any indication of interest involves no obligation or commitment of any kind. No money or other consideration is being solicited, and if sent, response will not be accepted. No sales will be made or commitments to purchase accepted until the offering statement is qualified. This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by Rich Uncles for this single message.